him in the erva. They enjoyed seeing the erva. Rashi shazonu b'loshen like mozim shenene b'marasayin. They enjoyed looking at the ladies. They had a no from that. And that's an avera. So for that, they had to have a kapora. Amr Rav Sheshes mifneima mona hakosif tachshite mibach shebachutz in tachshishin shebefnim. How come the pasuk here by Midyan puts together the tachshitin that an isha wears on a finger, or a poshid or ring, and all them the tachshitin that she wears by her breast and by her makom erva? Why did they put them together? Loy malach. They call a mestakel the etzba ktana shel isha. If somebody stares and looks keseda at a little, even the pinky of an isha, kidei to have a nor to have enjoyment from looking at her, is kilu mestakel makom aturfa. It's as if he's mamish looking at the makom erva of the isha, and that's also a chet of having hanor from staring, looking at Anisha. Rashi loymaloch, ha-mistakel bi-etzba, shi-mokim tabas, that's the mokim they put a ring on, it's ki-mistakel b-mokim kumas, as if they're looking at the place where they wear the cover of the mokim erva. Sherei kapor rizu, al-shi-mistakel bo, but that's why they had to bring a kapor now, because they're a mistakel over there, that's why they had to have this kapor. Zat-mishnah. Yoitze Isha, an Isha could go out with on Shabbos wearing Bechute Isar, with strings of hair that is not her own hair, or either from her own hair which she cut off, and she using the pieces of hair to tie up her hair, like to be braid her hair with these pieces of hair. Bein Mishalo, whether it's the hair cut off from her own hair. Bein Mishal Chaverta, whether it's the hair cut off from a friend's hair. Even from a behemoth's hair, she could walk out with these strings of hair tied into her hair. Trashid shekolaz bem sara. She braids her hair with this hair. Bem mishalot lushin means her own cut off hair. Bem mishal bem ergoin shel sus. In its mutter, like we had before, because we're not afraid she'll take it off b'shus rabin, because it's not really a tachshit. Then we're not afraid that when she has to go to the mikveh, maybe she'll take it off because this doesn't get that tight in the hair. Therefore, it's mutter to walk out on Shabbos. Over toitofos, over sarviten, bisman shein tfurim. These are the type of jewelry we had that she wears along her forehead, a piece of gold, and we had before. It's also to go out with it. That's because we're afraid she'll take it off to show to a friend. But if it's tougher, if it's sewed down to the kerchief, then we're not afraid she'll take off the kerchief to uncover it here. So we're not afraid to take it off. With shusarabim, it's mutter to go out with it. Rashi tfurim means lesavch. It's towed, sewed down to the kerchief. The suloi shalfalu leachlui. She won't take it off to show her friends. Big ful uvepeya nochris lechotzer. And you should let her go out with on Shabbos big ful. That was the underkerchief. Underneath the kerchief, she puts another nice piece of kerchief. Or else vepeya nochris to wear like a sheitel lechotzer. Tanakam holds she's allowed to go out to the chotzer. Even though all other jewelry, you're not allowed to go out to Rosh Hashanah and to the chotzer. Here, though, for this too, the Rabbanu will matter you to go out to the chotzer. A chotzer sheinim revis. Enochlam, Rosh Hashanah is still osir, but to go out to a chotzer, it's mutter. Shrash lechotzer, akful, lepeyas, nochris, kor. The last two things. The Yosru Liel the Mefik Bol Rosh Hashanah. The Tana Reishis said it's us to go out to Rosh Hashanah. The Yitzchak Lashmin. Here we need the Mishnah to teach us the lechotzer mutter. To go to the chotzer it's mutter. Ukful the sefer the mastis and leiflug bo amaroy the lekuli alma kippah shel tzemer. Here everybody's masking. It means a piece of like kerchief under the kerchief. Peyis Nochris the Trashy Kliya Sar braids of hair. Tlusha cut off. It's a Ros Al Sarah. She puts on top of her hair in Kliyos with her own braids. Shatira Balaseir. The reason why she wears this shaitel is to make herself look like as if she has a lot of hair. I will see in Gemara about this, why these two things are mutter to go out to chutz and everything else is also. Right, the Mishnah says b'moich shebozna. She's allowed to go out with a katin in her ear. Rashi shenasenes lebloya lecha shall say a soizen. She's her ears are running the wax. She wants to catch it, so she's allowed to go out with cotton in the ear. We'll see in the Gemara it has to be tied down. Over moich sheba sandalu, whether she has sandals and she wants to put cotton in there or in the soles, letainig zadrashi to be comfortable. It's also mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. Over moich she has kinul nidosa, who then isha that's a nida and she wears her pads. She's allowed to go out with her pads on Shabbos, and providing she's like wearing them. So on the mokum erva to catch the dam. Shrashi lenidosa boisa mokum sheivla boy hadam, that the blood that comes out of her she gets sopped into the pads. And what's the purpose? Lo yitona pigadeho, that her begodim should not become a dirty. That's what Rashi learns. the top toys is the Kashin Rashi, Pure Sakunches Bray Samakum Shibu Bedam. So toys learn Nira. The MK Matula Tinafu. Rashi says the reason why she wears the pads is that her clothing, her dress, should not get dirty. And that's Shver, because the Gemara in the first parak said, something you're wearing just to protect that you should not get dirty, that's also, that's called a masri. Therefore, Tosis learns the pshat from a pair where you need a lot to wear it. That she's afraid she doesn't want the blood to fall on her legs and dry up and hurt her. So she's wearing the pads to take away tsar, that's mutter. Mashenkin, if you're wearing the pants just to stop that you should not get dirty, that your underwear should not get dirty, your dress, that's awesome. So the crew is there, Shver Rashi. How could Rashi say it's mutter to wear the pants just to save yourself from the dirt? I think Gemara before says it's awesome. I think the Megina Shlomo wants to answer Rashi to say that here it's a little bit different. The dirt of blood is not just dumb, she doesn't want to be like dirty. But it's a tremendous busha for Nisha. Nisha is very embarrassed if some of the dam are going in an outside dress that people see that she's an eater. So to take away the embarrassment, therefore it's mutter to wear the pants. Now Lamaisa, it's a big shayla, even though the loch we hold like Tosfos, that the Ike hetter to wear the pants is only when she's seeing a lot of dam, it shouldn't go on her thigh, on her legs, and dry up and hurt her. Kuno says, what about an Isha al-Mashtel, it's the fourth or fifth day already, and she's not real to, on Shabbos now it's the fourth day, fifth day, and she knows she's not going to see a lot of blood. At most she'll see a drop. So the reason why she's wearing the pads is posture just that the underwear should not get dirty. So the Chura, we pass in like Tosfos that she should not be allowed to wear these pads if her only purpose is just the underwear should not get dirty. As if she's afraid that the blood will fall down, and she'll be tremendously embarrassed, maybe it could be nekum. But if the only purpose she's wearing is just that the underwear should not get dirty, the Chura, for that there's no hetter. That's called Atsuga Tinif, and that's called a Masa, it's not called a Malbush then. Baita, the Mishnah bepilpul uve galgal melech. Anisha is allowed to go out to put like a pita of pepper in her mouth or a piece of salt in her mouth. These are ladies that have bad smell and they walk out with these things inside the mouth even in the middle of the weekday. So it's called like a tachshit for it. It's mutz to go out with it on Shabbos. For chol davish nitlo teich pia. And anything that Anisha wears inside her mouth is also mutz to go out with. Uve vadosh to teach like a chilu b'Shabbos. But mutchilu she should not put these things in her mouth on Shabbos. The Yimnofel Luitzu, they fell out on Shabbos, and she put the piece of pepper or the salt in her mouth from before Shabbos. She's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, it fell out of his mouth, and out of her mouth, so the Mishnah Loitachzer. She's not allowed to put it back in again on Shabbos. What's the Pshat? Let's see Rashi. Pilpas Rashi, Pilpal Orech, a long pepper, and they send us Isha Bepiyo, Sherei Chara. Smells, if she smells bad, that's the way she does. She puts pepper inside her mouth. Rels galgo melech, kumoi gargo melech, a piece of salt. The refuah's chelish shnayim, to heal up the sickness of her teeth. She nosn lo teich piyah meboi jim, that she puts inside her mouth meboi jim. So, Tosis learns, what's the issue if it falls off on Shabbat to put it back in again? So first Tosis brings down the pshat, purish ra peris, gzerim, shav sikas amonim. It looks like you're doing something for refuah. But Tosis doesn't like that, because anything you did for refuah, mashallah bendeh, if you put it on before Shabbos, it falls off on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on again Shabbos. Therefore, Thursday the end learns, V'yashloimad, if they shenira kamaremis loitzia, it looks like you're just joking, like making a trick, and just trying to carry it out. That really you're not doing the rechapeh, you just want to carry out the pepper. Therefore, to put it in your mouth, mitchila, on Shabbos, is also the gzeirat marasayim, it looks like you want to carry it out. Right to the Mishnah. Shein toicheves, if you have a false tooth in your mouth. It depends. Shein shelzov, if the tooth is made out of gold, is Rebbeya Mate, Rebbe Mate. Rebbe says you'll let it go out with it on Shabbos. We're not afraid people will laugh at you, or you'll take it off to show people. It's mutter to go out with it. V'chom say no, a golden tooth, L'Rashi has two pshat, let's see Rashi. Shein toicheves, nesenes plechayim, mokam acher, v'shelzov. You put a false tooth in your mouth, a golden false tooth. Is it Rebbe Mati Lotzes, but the Chom Oysim, the Chivim, the Mishrinim, Mishar Shinaim, since it looks different than all your other teeth, Duma Mechachi Elo, maybe people will laugh at you. The Shakti Elo, and you'll take it off. Mehosamanti Elo, Biod, you come to carry it on Shabbos. Umar Amrin, the Shal Zohav, Noke Dafke. The Mora says, only gold looks Mishrin, that people will laugh at you. Mashankin Silver is Mutter. Another pshat we'll see later is that Rashi learns that a zob, a tooth made out of gold, since it's so expensive, is like a piece of jewelry. So So a person afraid, you'll take it off to show your friends. That's why it's also to walk out with a false tooth, a golden tooth on Shabbos. But this is only providing that you can take the tooth out. Moshe, our teeth are just stuck in that you can't take out, so there'll be no issue. It's not trying to take the tooth out of your mouth. We're not afraid on Shabbos you come to take it out to walk with it. So that's the Gemara. Utsricha. But I need all the first three cases to say that it's mutter for Nisha to walk out with a strings of hair tied into her own hair, whether the hair is made from her own hair or from her friend's hair or from a sus. The Motzricha, the Yashmin, the Dov, only tell me she could walk out with her own hair that was cut off already. Mishum deloy mois. It's not me, it's to her. So therefore, we're not afraid she'll take it off. So Drashi deloy mois, like the name of the Mishalfele, Mishun the Mechachalo. We're not afraid people start lifting at it and she'll take it off. Or Mantel of Yodah, she'll come to carry it. Since it's her own hair, now she cut it off, like she took a haircut on the left over hair. She's using, again, that's not me. Mashenki now bechaverta, to use her friend's hair. The mois looks a little bit different. A maloit, let's be afraid people will laugh at her and she'll come to take it off to walk with on Shabbos. We're not afraid. Viashmina the chaverta, the Mishnah only says she could walk out with a friend's hair. The bas minu, I call upon him a friend as a human being. It's the bas minu, it's the same type of a hair. People won't laugh so much. Ah, but the behemoth, but the mamas, you go take behemoth hair. La bar minu, it doesn't look like her hair at all. A maloi, I would think it should be us to walk out with on Shabbos. Of course, we should be afraid people will laugh at her, and she'll come to take it off on Shabbos and walk in Shasarabim, Tzricha. Therefore, the Mishnah says, all these three cases that all are mutter. Let's just say the last Chiddush, that's the Pshat Leizu Azut Tani. Rashi, the Bas Minhu, the Minkov, the Mechachal, people won't laugh at her. But that, yeah. So the Brice of the Otona, Ubavad, Shloitetzi Yalda, Bishal Zikna, Shnova, a young girl, should not walk out with an old lady's hair. That means she should not walk out like with gray hair. Who's Canaan, an older lady, she should not walk out with Shalyalda, a nice young brown hair. She shouldn't change the colors over here. Because if they change the colors of the hair, Pshita, then people will laugh at them, and they'll come to take it off and walk with the Brishas Rabbi. So tomorrow, Bishleim is Canaan, Bishalyalda, Bishleim, we have to tell her that an older lady should not go out with young looking hair. Val Shvachula means it's something that happens. So we have to tell you, don't do it on Shabbos. Why do people do it? Because it looks nice. Look young again to have nice brown hair again. Ella Yalda, but what does the Bryce have to say in the second case? That a young girl, Bishal Zikna, should not go out with an old lady's hair, like with white hair, with gray hair. For the Gemara Mai, why do you have to tell me this for? Ginayula, like nobody would do it. Look, it's a Ginay. Achutz from the Easter Shiboy, Mitzias, nobody does it. No young girl wants to walk out with gray hair, look like an old lady. And the Gemara, Aidi, the Tani Zikna, Bishal Yalda, the Balta says this case. That an old lady should not walk out with nice young looking hair, Tonanami says it, and Agav the other way around also, Yaldo Bishal Zikna, that a young girl should not walk out with old ladies' hair. But really, it's Shloile Tzarech. Shrashi Bach Shatetzis Keino, Bechute Sasha Yalda, with young looking hair, the Yaldo Bishal Zikna, the Levonas, because white hair, Al Shchuris, Al Black hair, Al Shchuris, Al Black hair, Al Levonas, Al White hair, Moyes looks very amiss, but Yosla Mishnah, we're afraid people will take it off, and you walk with that Bishal Zarabi. So the Mishnah says, Tam, even though before everything was also to go out with, here it's mutter to go at least b'chotzer. Omer Rav, it's called she'osur chachamim lotzeis boy. All the Friedrich commissioners that said that all different type of jewelry that Isha wears is also to go out with on Shabbos is l'rishus harabim also lotzeis boy. Look, l'rishus harabim is also lotzeis b'chotzer. Just like it's also to walk out with the rishus harabim, who are then you can't even wear it in your own chotzer? Oh, it's such a shiloh way. Does the mirav mean dafke chotzer that's not murevis? Only like a carmelis or a chotzer doesn't have an erev to it? Or the rav says also, even like in your own backyard, even in your own house also? But that's what the rav says. All the jewelry that says oser, it's also lav dafke b'shus rabim, no, it's even oser in a chotzer also. Chutz, only these two things, like our Mishnah says, is mutter to walk out with in your own chotzer. Chutz mikful, that's the underkerchief, u'peyelochus, and they're shaken. That's Rav Shita L'churma. Rabbi Anani Bar Sheshun Mishmed Rabbi Shmuel Omer. He learns a little bit different. That what? Ha'kel k'kful. Now all the jewelry before that the Mishnah said Isha cannot go out with on Shabbos is only also to go out with Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin in your own backyard and your own chotzer, it's mutter, like our Mishnah says, by k'ful and by Peis Nochus. As I learned, Rav Anani. Rashi, Kol Shos Chachamim, Peresh Pirkin, Chutei Tzemer Lepishtin, Toitof, Vez Vashara Shnui, Molded, Vimtai Vajrulu, the Mishnah, Shosu Lech, Vem Shos Rabin, is also lost face Lechotzer. You know that they go out to Chotzer. Vyaf Agav, the Shorul Tutalinu, even though it's mutter to go out with it, the Torah's Kli Aleim, it has a Torah's Kli on it. Kidi Amorin, Harayan, Kechola, Kelam, Anatolim, Bechotzer, like all the Kelam that smoke in Bechotzer. Miyo Derech Malbish Osir, Derech Malbish it's also. The Magul Olay, Vinafik Bey, the Rishus Rabbi. Even though they have a shame, Torah's Kli that they're not Muksa, I'll be not allowed to wear it out, but Derech like a Malbish, because we're afraid she'll walk out with the Rishus Rabbi, and the Rishus Rabbi, we're afraid she'll take it off to show her friends, and she'll come to walk down Lamas Rishus Rabbi. Chutz Mikful Upeya, Shemutal Lechotze. That's not Rav. Only these two are mutter to go out with Bechotze. The number Mathis in the time of Rosh Gemara, the Mor will soon explain why these two are different than all other jewelries. All other jewelries also even in your own chotzer, and these two are mutter in your own chotzer. Mashen Ki Rav Anani learns, Hakel Kikful, Kol HaNesorim, all the jewelry that was also Lo Nesu El Rishus Rabin. It's only also for Nisha to walk out to Rishus Rabin. Avol Lechotze Mutar Kikful, but to walk out within the chotzer, it's mutter just like a kful, it's mutter to walk out. So the Mor, Bishleimo Tanan. So the Mor, yeah. Says now Mishnah, the kful of a payah nochris, Nisha allowed to walk out with this kerchief under a kerchief, or with the payah nochris lechotzer. To a chotzer, so churat the chiddush, only these two are mutter. So the Mavishleim, the Rav Nicha, according to Rav, everything is very good. All of the jewelry is also b'shus Rabim and b'chotzer. Only these two things are mutter to walk out with b'chotzer. Elu Rabbi Anani b'shishun kasha. He says all jewelry is mutter to walk out with b'chotzer. So why does our Mishnah say only these two things are mutter to go out b'chotzer? And the Gemara Nechanami, Rabbi Anani b'shishun mishmei deman komalei. Who is he saying it over in the name of? He's not saying the name of himself. He's saying it over in the name of a Tana. Nechlamet, this Tana dings a Chana Mishnah. Mishmed, Rabbi Yishmav, Rabbi Yaisi. He's saying it over in the name of Rabbi Yishmav, Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yishmav, Rabbi Yaisi, Tanahu. He's a Tana. Upolit, and he dings a Chana Mishnah. Smell nothing shver. He dings a Chana Mishnah, Nechlamet. Our Mishnah is Mashmo. All jewelry is also Bechotzer. And Rabbi Anani learns now, all jewelry is Mutter Bechotzer. Davka to Rishos Rabbim, the Rabbanon asked you not to wear jewelry on Shabbos. So tomorrow now, the Rav, Maishnahani, according to Rav, that learns all jewelry is also to wear even in your own chotzer, how come they matter these two things? They wanted you at least to look a little bit nice on Shabbos for your husband. You shouldn't look ugly to your husband. So they mark you to wear at least these two things, a sheitel and an underkerchief. So the more, ki the time, like one of the braisa, the adobe benidosa, that an isha remains a nida. What does that mean? Sikainim hori shreinim armu. First, Chacham used to dash in this posik, that means, shloi tichol. An isha, when she's a nida, she should not put on makeup. Tichol means eye makeup. Vole tifkais, vole tiskashet, bevide tzavainim. She put any type of makeup, powder on her face, and she should not wear pretty dresses. Now, that's what the nida is a lotion like she's separated. She shouldn't look so nice when she's a nida. That's what they first dashin. So the Gemara, Ad Shavor Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came, Valima, and he learned a different pshat. Because he said, if the pshat is like you, him came out to Magana Bailo, you're going to make the wife look ugly to a husband. V'nimsa Bailo Magarsha, or come out to the husband, give her a get. Ela Savada B'shat, she's a nida, she's allowed to dress up and look nice and look pretty. Ela Matam Loima B'yadova B'nidosa, what does the Pesach say, she remains a nida? That means B'nidosa Tehei Ad Shatova B'mayim. Kozuman, she didn't go to the mikvah, even though she stopped seeing down for a long time already. But Kozuman, she didn't go to the mikvah, she still has tumas nidir on her, and she's also nidir. Benachami, not to dress up nicer. To make up, that's no good, but she should not look ugly to her husband. So our Mishnah also, the master of an isha on Shabbos, at least to wear these two things to make her look nice to her husband. Yeah. Is Lamaisa Lufi Taisis, the bottom Taisis, says Rabbi Noni Rabbi Shimon. So Taisis Venira Dalotha Krebanoni. We could be makel here and go look cool hola Krebanani. Me to come in Milsim Meshwed Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi. Since he says over the name of Shimon Rabbi Yossi. That the very two Taisis that we shall say from Allah Hacha Mekel, it's only a shell and an Issa the Rabbonin, not to wear jewelry. Midirai says she's allowed to wear the jewelry. It's only a shell, a shash with the Rabbonin, maybe she'll take it off, which is a Rabbin. So it's only an Issa with the Rabbonin, so therefore you can go look cooler. So according to Rav Anani, all the jewelry is mutter to wear in a chotzer. The Rabbanon only asked them to wear it b'shus Rabbi. If what Tosfos says, and Tosfos also says according to Rav Anani, a chotzer even shenim erevis, even though it doesn't have an eruv, also it's mutter. In Kain Zer Tosfos, noshim mutaros leskashit abayis of a chotzer. Anisha b'zoy according to Rav Anani, a lot of wear all type of jewelry in the house, and even in their chotzer. And this goes right there. Us that we don't have a Rishus Rabbim according to a lot of Shittis, why the whole Rishus Rabbim Shalonu Karmelis? All our Rishus Rabbim today is only a Karmelis. Why? First of all, they said they're not 16 Amos. Why? Even though we do have them, you don't have 600,000 people going through it every single day. Is a Melo, all our Rishus and blind like a Chotzer Sheinim Revis. This is the heter of Bisman is there. The Noshim do wear jewelry all type outside because we don't have Rishus Rabbim. So Mela, all our Rishusim are only called like a Chotzer Sheinim Revis, and it's mutter for them to work out. Then Tosfos at the end says another heter that the Dover Shurogi Laharis Zulazu Osir. Chazal was only usher, they only asked it because people used to take off their jewelry to show one another. Vashenken and Kshenim Regilus Mutaris. When people are not regal taking off their jewelry, then it's mutter. Hovezoi Vinashi Didan, Eina Maros Tachshitein, Vatabosayim. Our Noshim today don't take off their jewelry to show to one another. Therefore, Bezman is there, there could be a head there to wear their jewelry. So the kids of the Meister, because of these two Aterim, the Noshim, Anoyim, Bisman, Azel, Hokeo, that they do go out on Shabbos with their jewelry. So the Gemara of Haite. Omer Rav Yudu Omer Rav, Kol Mokom She'osru Chachomim Mifnei Marasayim. Any time the Chom asked something because of Marasayim, he said even though really it's Mutter, but don't do it because people will think you're doing an Isser, you should know afilu b'chadri chador moser. It's also to do these things even in a hidden place where nobody could see you. It's kind of like a slight plug. Since Chom don't want you to do it, you can't do it any place. Now this Indian of Rav is the Machlokes. Tanan, more once as Kasha, Tanan, we learn for loy bezug. And not allow let your behemoth go out with a zug with a bell around its neck on Shabbos. Afa pisha pokuk, even though it's plugged up, it's not making noise. And the Talmud Xeri was before, because it's a Marasayim, people think you're taking the cow to the marketplace to sell it. That's why you put a bell around its neck. But if not for this Marasayim, it would be mutter. The Tani Yiduch, another Brisa says, Toikik lo zug bitzavori, or metai limo b'chotzer, that you're allowed to put a bell around the neck of your poro, and abi it's plugged up, it's not going to make noise, abi you walk and be a chotzer. So Marshall Bryce says, clearly, even though it's also to go with Shus Rabin that way, because people's Marasayim, people think you're taking your cow now to the marketplace, but in your own chotzer it's mutter. So here it's a kash and rab. You see, even though it's also to do with Shus Rabin, because it's Marasayim, people think you're taking your cow to a marketplace, but to do it in your own chotzer it's mutter, in your own chotzer it's mutter. And the Gemara Tanoi, and the Chaim is a is this din of Rav, that when Chachom asked some Mishumara sign, it's also all over, it's like a problem of Machoikis Tanoi. The Tanyo, we learned in a Brisa. Shoitchon Bechamo. If, let's say, you were going home, going in the street on Shabbos, and it was raining outside,